good that that high-tech stuff can do, and that is in how to detect that there may be a bomb in a backpack, since that seems to be a very, in a crowded situation such as the Boston Marathon, a very good way to conceal such a device, as we know now. 712, here's Stephen Yoder, who's a consultant rather for the Fiscal Times, and we'll bring him in here, and he's got an article which I'm looking at on the screen, and some of these are rather obvious, Stephen, and there is one in particular, I guess you could probably guess which one it is. It kind of makes me raise an eyebrow just a little bit with that one. That's your number four, the sniffer bees, you know.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin and Karen.
So let's run down some of these and tell me a little bit about them, if you don't mind. Do you have it in front of you? Do you know the seven offhand?
I do.
Run down the list?
I do. And basically, Kevin, these fall into three categories. There are some of these are devices you can use while standing far off from the suspect or suspicious package. Others are sniffers, what you call sniffers, that you have to get close up to the target. And then there is another category, which are what you see in airports, you know, your controlled access entry. So, you know, in the standoff category, the ones you can kind of point at a suspect or suspicious package, you've got kind of laser scanners that can, you know, kind of can identify explosive powder, for example, on a suspect's clothing from dozens or even now possibly 100 yards away. That's coming in 1 or 2 years. And then you've also got in that category what's called terahertz spectroscopy equipment, PhDs. These are what they're kind of dubbing T-rays, which can actually, they act like the laser, but they can actually see under, behind clothing, under, inside a package and determine what's there. So, and then I can.
No, Stephen, yeah. I'm thinking after what we saw with the Boston Marathon bombing, we're going to see an expansion. This is like a whole new industry now.
Mm.
We've been talking just even about how to protect and you know, this whole being able to know that there is a threat. That industry has got to expand after what we saw happen there.
Yeah, one of the scientists who worked on there's another category, nanotechnology devices, said that, you know, after every, you know, these are horrific events, but after each one of these, it really pushes the scientists to get things out of the lab and into the field faster than they otherwise might. So actually, I did. Kevin, you mentioned the one of these that it falls in that category of something that they've, you know, it's kind of, it seems wild, but they're using honeybees. You know, dogs are known, sniffer dogs are really the best, most foolproof, still the best way to detect explosives, but it turns out honeybees have just about the same ability to detect explosives in many quantities. And so British researchers are putting bees in little boxes and training them when they recognize an explosive powder. Identify with their smell an explosive powder, to stick out their tongues to get food. So the idea is to use this detector, and the detector determines, can tell when they're sticking out their tongues. So they're putting this into a detector, and that supposedly in, you know, a short few years, this is going to be able to be used. You'll put bees in a detector and be able to scan people coming.
As silly as it may sound, and I don't think it's silly, but as silly as it may sound, once upon a time, somebody being able to train a dog to do something like this may have been thought of as being silly, too. It's fascinating that sometimes simple may be better, because this would be something, it seems to me, may not even be that expensive to be able to distribute to police departments and things like that, when you're going to deal with crowds where you're going to have a lot of backpacks and things like that. They carry these things around, and the next thing you know, they're detecting this stuff before it ever happens and using these bees to do it. How fascinating is that? That's good stuff, Stephen. Look, I'm going to put a link to your article, because I know we couldn't go through everything here and the explanation of it all in just a couple or 3 minutes, but I'll stick up a link to your article on our blog page, and so everybody can get a look at it and read it. And thanks so much for this stuff. Good stuff, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kevin Kerr.
Anytime.